cultural and artistic upheaval in the Western world. The dream of an ideal society spread throughout the consciousness of Europe and the New World, and it was a dream that people were determined to turn into a reality. Not only were they inspired by liberté, égalité et fraternité, the motto of post-revolutionary France, they sought to return to a natural state of being in which the individual would seek truth in his own heart and not in the political and religious conventions of the day. But for this perfect world to be achieved, both politically and personally, things would have to get worse before they got better. Aside from this prevailing spirit of hope and optimism, the era we now call the Romantic period was dogged by wars, poverty, and disease. None of these would feature in today's interpretation of the word, so how did the term come about? The word itself derives from the old French word romance and refers to the many stories of heroism, chivalry, and passion, the so-called romances of medieval times. These were written in such languages as French, Spanish, Italian, and Portuguese, languages which grew out of Latin and which came to be termed the Romance languages. It is the extremes of emotion contained in these stories that led to our modern definition of the word romantic, and which indeed are key qualities of romantic music. In the 17th and 18th centuries, people lived in deference either to the church or to the state, and major advances in the fields of physics, astronomy, biology, and medicine resulted in a belief that the world could be fully explained by science and reason. Society had a highly regulated and ordered quality, against which people eventually started to rebel. Artists began to look beyond the well-established strict rules of form in order to express themselves. In the late 18th and 19th centuries, painters, writers, and musicians began to find inspiration in the art of medieval times, responding to the heightened emotion contained in the romances as well as the tragic songs of courtly love performed by the troubadours in medieval France. The German romantic writer Goethe wrote books in a medieval Gothic vein, and they proved hugely influential over the next 100 years. Faust, perhaps the most famous of all his works, tells the story of a man so hopelessly in love with a woman that he sells his soul to the devil to have his love reciprocated, if only for a short time. This story was the subject of several operas and oratorios by romantic composers such as Gounod, Liszt, and Berlioz. There was also a renewed surge of interest in the plays of Shakespeare, whose plots, involving love, nature, and magic, appealed very much to the romantic spirit. Composers in particular, searching for ways to express this heightened emotion, delved deep into their inner selves and made musical discoveries which they experienced in almost religious terms. Beethoven believed that music was a higher revelation than all wisdom and philosophy, and Rossini claimed it as a sublime art which moves the earthly passions with celestial harmony. In exploring their own emotions, composers were developing a sense that they were a channel through which something divine was flowing. This belief in the importance of the individual was typical of society's fast-changing viewpoint. The common man had for too long toiled away for the glory of the state. It was now time to glorify his own rights and traditions. Thus, there was a renewed interest in traditional peasant folk culture, which led to a strengthening of national identity throughout Europe. A deep love of nature became very fashionable. Many young men who went on the Grand Tour, the 18th century equivalent of a gap year, found that they were less interested in the measured and calculated splendor of the classical Italian cities they visited than in the mysterious, wild, unknowable beauty of the Alps which they traversed en route. As we shall see in later chapters, nature...